everybody was able to speak with one voice about where the city was going, what its priorities were, what some of the challenges that remained, what those were, and had a very realistic view of not only of the city and of itself, but also where they fit in their region, and also sort of their role globally in many cases as well.
Is there public buy-in? I know that's been a challenge in Rockford over the years, is getting people to, you know, pull together and unite behind something.
Yeah, I think there is public buy-in. It's not always unified. And something that we heard in some of the cities was, you know, a longing for the good old days, whether that was when jobs are plentiful and easy to come by, or perhaps when life was a little bit slower, or there was a more sort of small town feel to where they lived in some of these areas. People lament that there's increased truck traffic, for example, and that it's noisier and more congested, and yet at the same time, there's a recognition that with those trucks comes jobs and production and activity. And so there's that trade-off, and I think that there's always that tension, and I imagine that tension is healthy. People should always be questioning, is this the direction we want to go in? Is this the best direction for us?
Were there any exciting ideas that surprised you during this research?
It was really, in some cases, stunning to see the local coordination, and at this point almost a multi-generational level of coordination that was happening to help move these cities forward. There is a great deal of pride and a very strong sense of identity in all of these cities, regardless of sort of where they fit in that spectrum right now. And they very much realized that it could no longer be business as usual, and that they were being very active and taking a lot of risks in terms of ensuring that they were part of the economy moving forward. There is this universal concern about education and workforce development and workforce readiness and ensuring that they have the workforce that can attract new businesses. And so perhaps if there was one thing that surprised me was the extent to which all of these cities were addressing that in very different ways. And I think that's something that we will continue to explore and listen to.
What can leaders do with this information?
Well, we're in the process of returning to each of the 10 cities and you know, presenting our findings to the leadership there, and certainly returning to the folks we interviewed. And you know, I doubt for many of the cities that there's a lot in the study that surprises them. I think what is useful for them, and this is the way that Rockford has been using it, is sort of compare yourself to other cities, but looking at the data and sort of seeing where you fit and where those trends are. You know, Rockford is the one city that wasn't profiled that has shown great interest in it. And so it's been very interesting and sort of a learning experience for us to see that a city can come to this and say, you know, what we've heard is that we're all right that we weren't profiled. We know ourselves. We know this data. What's useful for us is to learn from other cities and see what they're doing. And Rockford is going through this, very exciting planning process right now. And so I think the release of the report is particularly timely for them.